What we're going to talk about here on The Brief this morning is something I caught at Red State, or one of those. I think it's either Red State or PJ Media, about Howard Stern and his desperation to remain relevant. And he did this a couple months back. He was freaking out about it was on PJ Media, Kevin Downey Jr. He's been one of the forefront Karens out there. He's been one of the forefront Karens complaining about being unvaccinated and how he's so scared that he's got to live in his Hamptons basement. That's where he was at the beginning of the Corona Doom. The guy just retreated to his basement in the Hamptons and he hasn't left since. So, Howard Stern, the unvaccinated can go home and die. Well, Howard, we're all going to die here, buddy. I don't understand people's just absolute frustration. I get it. I also do get it. If you went all in with the doom and you wanted to be part of some kind of, some kind of journey to fight this pandemic, and my eyes roll so hard when people still say pandemic. It's like, it's not one, buddy. It's not one. Even the data they're telling us now means it's not a pandemic. Never was. There's a pandemic of people actually believing you or thinking so. But they still need the ending of it. Dude, follow me for a second. They need the ending they were promised. Oh, well, all these people are going to die. They're all going to die. And we're not dead. You and I are not dead. Our pure bloods, we are not dead. No siree, Bob, at all. And that upsets them. It upsets them because they went all in and they said, oh, well, I'm going to do everything you tell me. And that way we will be the ones left. It's kind of where we've been calling the Corona Doom a religion. It really is like one of those religions. What was the one where they all wore Nikes and waited for the asteroid and then they all killed themselves? Heaven's Gate or something like that. Feels like one of these Heaven Gate cults at this point where you told us they were all going to be dead by now. That's why we needed to get the jab and wear 5 face masks and doing all these other things. They're getting upset. Hey, I would be upset too if I was as dumb as you were or are. Let's get into this article. I don't even like this first line. Howard Stern isn't stupid. I don't know there, Kevin. Like every good comedian commentator, he knows when his words will where his words will land and how people will react. Yeah, but that's not the same Stern. That's not the same. This is a different Howard Stern. He's not the guy who is an absolute disgusting human being trying to get ratings and quote unquote fighting the FCC back in the day. He's comfortable now. He's big and fat. He's not fat. He is a fulfilled dog. But he's not a comedian anymore. And I guess a lot of you guys are pointing out that he's an absolutely disgusting person. He's degenerate. He's all of these things. And you're 100% right. I am not disagreeing with you. Maybe he also feels shame. Well, I don't think he feels shame. But this idea that he's some kind of smart comedian commentator, any trace of that is gone. Any trace of that is gone. He is now just some unhappy old man with all of his money that he doesn't even, like, give his employees. Well, because somebody asked, how does Howard Stern stay relevant in the Me Too era. Simple. He's a good little Democrat. He's a good little Democrat, and he does whatever they say. He doesn't get out of line, so they don't do anything to him. Anyway, back into the article. The SiriusXM's morning radio host stated Wednesday he believes the unvaccinated shouldn't be allowed into hospitals. Well, we don't want to go into your hospitals. Right? We don't want to go into your hospitals. Anyway, he knew how his words were land. As I said, he's in stupid. Kevin, you got to stop kissing this guy's derriere. Right? I don't know why people have reverence. Don't have reverence for this loser. Oh, because of this. No, Howard Stern has done nothing to earn your respect. Howard Stern has done nothing ever to earn your respect or any kind of deference on your part. So stop complimenting him. He's not going to put you, you're not going to go on his show, buddy. He's a shock jock and mission accomplished. No, I just think he's an angry old man at this point. I don't even think he's a shock jock anymore. Stern is, however, wildly misinformed and has been for a while. No, he's just an idiot. He's not misinformed. He's choosing to accept said narrative. He has put himself into it. We're going to reach a point here, folks, where unless people make some kind of mea culpa in swallowing the narrative and saying, listen, man, I swallowed the narrative. I'm sorry about that. You know, blah, 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 blah. If they don't apologize for it, and I know this may not sound good, but it's got to be that we have to have this. We have to have this talk. If they do not repent on going all in on the doom, then you have to just break with them. And you have to stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. But let me get back into the article. When are we going to stop putting up with idiots in the country and just say it's mandatory to get vaccinated? I'm glad Stern the Jew is all about, you know, seeking out minority groups of people and punishing them. Just let that sit there and marinate for a second. Just think about that. Forget them. I'm obviously subbing words in. Forget them. Forget their freedom. I want my freedom to live. I want to get out of the house already. I want to go next door and play chess. He's already said all this before. We covered this when he did it. But recently, he said, if you have a heart attack or any kind of problem, you can't even get into the ER. And I'm really of mind to say, look, if you didn't get vaccinated and you got COVID, you don't get to go into a hospital. You had the cure and you wouldn't take it. It's not true in any way, shape, or form. Also, as most of us know, if I get sick with COVID, the last place I want to go to is a hospital. Because they're going to put you on run, death is near, and shove a ventilator down your throat. Stern believes in medicine, right? He thinks that the cure, the vaccine, is a cure, which even the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, has said is not. It's a therapeutic. Technically, it's not even a vaccine. A true vaccine, which, remember, they changed the definition of what a vaccine is. They changed that to fit this new normal, this new paradigm, whatever you want to call it. A true vaccine would have kept us from getting the Chinese sneeze. Oh, he wrote China.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China. China.
That's right. Comes from China. Howard, you're a moron. All right, let's see here. Chinese sneeze. The vaccine will at best keep you from getting hospitalized and keep you from dying of COVID. That's not even guaranteed. Whether others are vaccinated or not has no bearing whatsoever on Stern's odds of dying from COVID. The truly odd take here is that Stern, who made his hundreds of millions of dollars by not following the rules of radio, wants the entire nation to bend its knee and raise its sleeve, as he obediently did. Well, that's because Stern is one of these guys who is now in such a place that he's afraid to lose his money. And he's afraid to lose whatever position he has. Which, I don't know. I mean, whenever you got it, however you got there is wherever you got there. There's no science to back up fears, but he brought it up again by saying they think there's some conspiracy to turn them into a magnet or something like this. They think they're going to become magnetized if they take the jab. Well, I mean, that was one stupid one. If you believe that, who knew? Stern went on to say it's time for all eligible Americans to get jabbed. Now, if you don't get it in my America, all hospitals would be closed to you. Well, it's a good thing, buddy, that it's not your America. It's good. It's a good thing it's not your America. And you're just a New York bully. But we have these people who are, this is the pushback against the bad news this week. Right? All the bad news that's happened this week with the rolling back of restrictions in the UK and companies undoing jab mandates and people generally getting over this whole nonsense, turning the corner. So now they send out idiots like Stern and others to be like, well, we gotta know now, we're all still gonna die. They're still gonna try and do that. They're still going to try and send out these virtue signalers, their little puppets, to try and scare you again back into line. That's really what they're doing now. They're just trying to get their pawns out there to try and scare you. Oh, well, you should die if you don't get the jab. Yeah, my America, you never get it. Oh, okay. Well, nothing you guys can do can block or slow down how many people are starting to come around, or how many people are tired of this Rona nonsense. But they're going to try. And Stern's just the first of many in the next couple weeks you'll see being used to try and scare people.